And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, we have a guest commentary by Anne Magnon Park, who fails to see the fire that consumed part of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris 2 weeks ago.
I don't see Notre Dame. I can't see the flames. I see the caving spire, the collapsing roof, but I'm not shaken to my core. I can't say I share my countrymen's despair. I walked daily past the cathedral for 3 of the 7 years I lived in Paris, and every day I marveled at her stubborn verticality, the Louis Bourgeois elegance of her buttresses. But most of all, I was astounded by her popularity, the eyes, voices, and hands that held and surrounded her. "You're a lucky one," I would tell her, and every day, from the left bank of the Seine River, I would blow her a kiss. I can't see the flames, but I see the tears. I hear the incredulous crowds gasp. I hear the wailing of the fire engines. All I see is ivy. We're very lucky. Our buildings, not so much. I grew up in a region of France where architectural treasures and historical landmarks are so numerous. Year after year, several of them are left without a comprehensive health care policy, while facing alone the damages caused by time, unfortunate city council decisions, and air pollution. Where I grew up, and I grew up in a restoration-prone region, buildings deemed less worthy than others, I've learned the elegance of collapsing in silence. Deserted countryside churches, clusters of abandoned 19th-century farm homes, washing places. Ivy is the first accidental flame. As a child, I saw ivy as a green flag, a sign that adults had walked away and that nature, snakes, bugs, and all, was taking over. A sign that read, "Adventurous children, welcome." You hopped around the lying stones with friends, and then you designed a floor plan with a small bedroom, a tiny kitchen, and a large fireplace. You did not touch the ivy because it owned the building. You merely took stock of the battle between stone and ivy. You cheered for the standing stones until the very last. Ivy measured time. Sometimes, ivy was integrated to a larger lived-in or cared-for structure to emphasize the building's rise from or resilience to entropy. Ivy was so much part of our life that at once erupted into the family kitchen, dressed as an ivy-laden talking ruin, ready to hit the village carnival. My mother disapproved. And yet, she was the one who had bought a ruin with my father. 2 standing stone walls carrying 2 centenarian oak beams that they turned into our family home after 7 years of hard labor. Ivy and stone, stone and ivy, were my backyard. I cannot see the flames because all I see is the ivy. I am mesmerized by the tears. I, too, cheer for the firemen. I wince at the gaping roof, the rubbles where the altar stood. But I know there is more ivy than fire, more unacknowledged national and international historical and cultural landmarks than Notre Dame, more silence than tears and outrage. And so, I'll tell her from afar, "Here's a band-aid, Notre Dame. Rise up." I blow her a kiss from my standing place. She catches it and answers, "I know. You told me before. I'm a lucky one. I'm a standing one."
Anne Manuel Park is a literary translator and teaches English and French at Indiana University South Bend. She offers this in memory of her father, Jean Manuel, a construction foreman who would have turned 78 today. Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.